Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbera, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to video, I'm going to be walking you through the steps that you need to take on buying your first apartment complex. The very first step to me, I mean, honestly, is just decide that multifamily is going to be your niche. If you're in single family homes, we speak to a lot of single family home investors. They just hesitate. They pause. They say to themselves, I can't do multifamily. That's a pie in the sky thing. I'm going to stay with single families. I promise you, if the pizza guy and the drug rep can buy their first deal together, it did take 18 months, but we did buy our first deal together. And now, you know, we're at almost 1900 units. If we can do it, then anybody can do it. And I think the first step was mentally deciding on ourselves that this is what we want. Multifamily is our niche. Let's focus on it. Let's not get any type of shiny object syndrome. Let's really own this. I think the second step right after deciding on it is taking massive action into your education. There are a couple of things that are really massively different between multifamily and residential. That's in another how-to video. Go watch the two differences between multifamily and residential. There's not many more differences other than really mindset, some strategies, but you need to focus and learn the business. We talk about our three-step framework: buy right, manage right, finance right. That's the process. That's the framework that has propelled us and our students over 75,000 units that they've closed with that framework. I had life before Jake. Really didn't select multifamily until I met him. I was scattered. I was all over the place. I had no process. I had no framework. I had no map. Once I partnered with Jake, we created the map. But I was really, I don't know what other word can I say other than being really gung-ho in my education. I really took it seriously before I met Jake. So when the opportunity presented itself and Jake showed up, well, I was there with the knowledge and Jake was there with boots on the ground and with the make it happen mindset. You put those two together, it's amazing. And that's the important part. This next part really propelled me, seeking out the mentor, the coach, and or the partner. And I think people don't understand the difference between going it alone and going it with somebody who's done it before. Knowledge, they say, is power. It's not power. It's potential power. There's so much knowledge out there. You're listening to this video. You can go on any of the websites and get all the knowledge there. Yeah, and then tomorrow, what do you do? Most of us don't know what to do after we watch a video because we don't know how to implement it. The coach, the mentor, the Jake and Gino community members, they help each other and we help them implement what they've learned. So learning the right information is great, but also implementing is really important. And once again, let's go back to the buy right, manage right, finance right. That finance right component right now, everyone is crapping out in the industry because they didn't finance right. They got short-term bridge debt. Going online, watching these videos, hey, I'm going to get a deal using bridge debt, but not knowing the dangers and not having a coach there telling you that may be risky. Look into that strategy and leaning back on the buy right, manage right, finance right. So the third step, seek out a mentor, seek out a coach, a partner, somebody who's done it before and leverage their experiences because you are either going to learn on the street or learn in the classroom. I've done both. The street to me was a lot more expensive and it took me a lot more time. The mentorship, I was up and running. And when I met Jake, within 18 months, we did find that first deal. Now the next step, research your markets and focus on one market, maybe two when you first start out. And you know, why would you say, Gino, hey, I've got to find deals? Well, understanding that multifamily is a broker-driven relationship-based business. And understanding, we're going to talk about analyzing deals in the next step, but understanding what values are, understanding income, expenses, rents. If you're in seven different markets, especially when you first start, you're not an expert in any of them. Choose a market that's big enough to support what you're trying to accomplish and expand out. If you don't have anything within an hour radius, go within two, then go within three. But research that market and focus on one. The next step, a lot of us don't like doing this. It's about underwriting. And underwriting is like any other skill. In the beginning, it can be painful. But once you've underwritten 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 deals in a given market, you're going to see things that start occurring and start repeating. And you start to see patterns and what expenses are. And two bedrooms are renting for $1,000. And stay away from this part of the market because it's very challenging. And oh, this market only has older assets and I want newer assets. Whatever the case may be, you need to start to learn how to analyze deals. Just go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. Sign up for our monthly webinars. We do live free monthly webinars with our community members. We get on and we talk about what's going on in the market. You can learn more on how to analyze deals, how to select markets. We're talking about the financing right component. Go to jakeandgino.com/webinars. After you're analyzing these deals, the next step is seek out properties with multiple value adds. The more value you can create, the wealthier you're going to become. Maybe on your very first deal, you may not want a completely distressed property. Oh, and by the way, back when I started buying properties, we were in a buyer's market, a recession. Those properties were called distressed. Now, as the market cycle started to expand, all of a sudden that distressed property became a value add. Now we're going back to distressed because it's just a different part of the market cycle. Really, it's marketing 101. But you know, what do I mean by that? In this part of the market cycle, we're going to be looking at valuation through operation, not only renovation. The last few years, the only thing operators did was go into a unit, go into a property, fix it up, put a little, you know, lipstick on the pig, and then sell that property. No one was really focusing on the operations of the property, and that's where there's a lot of value in these properties right now. That's why when you learn to underwrite deals and you're like, wow, this property's got a lot of expenses, I can cut some of these expenses. That's valuation through operation. That's what we're looking for in this part of the market cycle. You should always be looking for that, but that's where you're going to find a lot of value. Well, you know, rents are only $1,000 for this two bedroom. They could be $1,200. That's valuation through operation. Oh, and by the way, additional income is only 5%. Of gross revenues when, you know, for us, it can go between 10 and 15%. There's another value add. So understand to seek out properties with these value add components to it. Now, the next one, start to build your real estate team. This is important because multifamily is a team sport. And for Jake and myself on that very first deal, we didn't have a team, which was more challenging in the beginning. But what we did have was a great real estate broker who helped us build out our team. We got not only the appraiser from him, but we got the inspection person from him. So we had an inspector, property inspector. We ended up getting the community bank, which was actually selling the deal, and we used the community bank. But then on the next deal, you know, our broker Rick helped us find other community banks. He helped us out with tree people, with contractors, all of that. As you're doing it, don't stop analyzing deals. And I mean, if you put a deal in the contract, if you don't have a team, that's okay. You'll figure it out. You've got 60 days to find, you know, team members. But as you're starting out, let's start looking for community bankers. Let's start looking for credit unions. Let's start looking for agency lenders, mortgage brokers. Maybe you have a CPA, a syndication attorney. When you go to jakeandgino.com, you'll see articles written about building your team because, you know, multifamily is a team sport. Becoming an entrepreneur is building the team. That team is really important. Now, after you've done all that, you've understood number one, selected the market. You're starting to analyze deals. You're putting a team together. Now deals start coming into your inbox from the brokers. Uh-oh, you start analyzing these deals. You finally got a deal that makes sense. This next one is putting those offers. But after that, the next step is expect rejection. Just exhibit patience. These last couple of years have been challenging to find really good deals. That's why in 2022, we did maybe 50 or 60 units. We passed on a lot of deals because we were really diligent with our framework. But in 2023, as 2023 ends, we've just closed on a 96 unit, which brings our total up to 330 units for the year. But we've gotten rejection along the way. It's patience, persistence, and willing to walk away. On average, you need to like look between 80 and 100 deals before you find that really good one. And I challenge you, if you've underwritten and put in offers on three deals, you're probably not going to close your deals, especially when you first start out. You need to get as many reps as possible. put in those offers, get deals on the contract, get deals where you can actually make offers. You need to find as many deals as you can. Expect that rejection, and it's okay. Keep putting in deals, keep putting in offers, keep underwriting. And then finally, something's going to land on your in your lap. I just did it on YouTube. Go take a look. Something lands in your lap, and I hear this from so many students. This deal landed in my lap. It didn't land in your lap. It's because you followed steps 1 through 9. You put in the effort. You put in the work, and this deal looks too good to be true. Now, if you're working with a coach or mentor, go back. Do the underwriting. Does the math work? Is it fit your buy rate criteria? All right. If it does, put in that offer, LOI. LOI gets accepted. You go into the purchase and sale agreement. Once you get that purchase and sale agreement or that contract, you work in it with a lawyer, with your attorney. Make sure that you have representation. Make sure that you have a qualified real estate attorney, because this is really important. Make sure that you have all the contingencies you need in there. I can't tell you what to put into a contract and what not, depending on what state you're in and depending on what part of the market cycle. A year ago, if you didn't go hard on day one in some of these markets, you wouldn't be getting deals. If you weren't putting, you know, if you were putting in financing contingencies, you wouldn't get these deals. Listen, on this third deal that we just did this year, we got $1 million concession on the deal. Do you want to know why? Because these sellers were motivated and the market cycle is shifting. Now, a year ago, we wouldn't have been able to do that. So work with a qualified real estate attorney to help you put that contract together. Then from the day you sign contract to closing, it could be anywhere from 60 to 90 days. And then after that deal is closed, finally, you get to work on it and you start implementing your game plan. And hopefully you do have a game plan. Buy right, you've bought it right, you've financed it right, hopefully. And now it's time to do the wheel of the wheelbarrow, which is manage right, which is a crucial component. Now, if you want to learn more about how to manage your properties, go to jakeandgino.com/apply. Apply with our team to see how we can help you manage these properties, because we love to manage. We're a vertically integrated company. That's where we really shine. That's where our mentorship really takes it to the next level, where we teach students not only to buy these deals and to become that multifamily entrepreneur. And by becoming that multifamily entrepreneur, you need to know how to manage these assets. And if you're not managing them yourself, fine. How do you hire third-party property management and hold them accountable? Go back to this lesson and re-listen to it. I've gone through these, 10, 11 steps that we've gone through. This 11th one is close the deal, start working on it. But it's not that complicated. You just need sometimes a little bit of implementation. Go back and watch it. Selecting the market. Bam. Do that. I've selected the market. That's the first thing you need to do. Then the next thing you need to do is really seeking out that help. Or not even that. Just looking and learning how to underwrite deals. Don't worry about what a deal looks like. You have to learn the skill of underwriting. Learn how to buy right. And then obviously that financing component is different in multifamily. Learn how to finance these deals and then ultimately close the deal and manage right. I want to thank you all for listening, and I will see you on next week's How To. Thanks.